It has been an extraordinary week. I'm sure that you've been following some of this information about the Higgs boson, the God particle. I was watching the other day a special on NOVA. It was called The Fabric of the Cosmos with Brian Greene talking about multiple universes. It's all very exciting. I have the a very remedial scientific mind. I understand like a tiny fraction of what all this means, but even understanding a tiny fraction, I find it extraordinarily exciting. I remember when I was in college taking art history classes, and I remember when they show you pictures of how before the Renaissance and when you see paintings and they were two-dimensional, and then when perspective was introduced, and then the painting, the Cubist, the famous Cubist painting, the stairs, was it New Descending the Stairs, the Cubism, and you see all these different changes in art history. You see the changes in art represented and reflected the changes in human consciousness that was going on at that time. Well, we know that there's a spiritual revolution going on in our age, and those of us who are interested in the kind of topics we discuss here, the metaphysical truths that lie at the heart of all the great religious and spiritual systems, we are participants in that spiritual revolution. But everything in the world is a reflection of one single truth. So what a mathematician is studying, what a philosopher is studying, what a scientist is studying, or what an environmentalist is studying, these are all reflections of one basic truth. So what's exciting about these scientific leaps that are being made and that are being explained to all of us right now is that they in many ways validate the things which we have been saying for a very long time. What do I mean by we? Those of us who are interested and are the inheritors of the great philosophical wisdom. The fact that we study the principles of A Course in Miracles, the Course in Miracles principles are themselves nothing new because truth has been around for a very, very long time, as we know, although time does not exist. Now, in this one program talking about the multiple universes, it was particularly exciting to me because we discuss here often about how there are two parallel universes. So what's happening now is that I remember early on in Deepak Chopra's career, I remember hearing him give a talk where he talked about the climactic overthrow of Western materialism. The climactic overthrow. I thought that was such a grand and dramatic expression, the climactic overthrow of Western materialism. But that's exactly what we're talking about here. The complete explosion of the myth of the Newtonian model, that basically the universe is just a machine. And, of course, going with that model is the idea that consciousness has nothing to do with it.